Year was 1942. The author, Irving Berlin, a song reminiscing about an old-fashioned Christmas. You're most familiar with the version of that song sung by Bing Crosby. It is still the world's best-selling single with estimated sales of 100 million copies. 50 million of those copies are the version by Bing Crosby. And then everybody else that did it, and there were many, have come up with the other 50 million. Accounts vary as to when and where Berlin wrote the song. One story is that he wrote it a couple of years earlier, in 1940, in La Quinta, California, staying at the La Quinta Hotel, which is not the chain that we're familiar with nowadays. But it was a frequent Hollywood retreat, and it's been said that Frank Capra stayed there. There's another place, the Arizona Biltmore Hotel, also claims that the song was written there. It was first performed by Bing Crosby on Christmas Day in 1941. Originally, it wasn't that popular a song because that's the same time that the movie Holiday Inn was coming out. And by the end of October 1942, the song Be Careful, It's My Heart from that movie, you might remember that one, that was the most popular song. But White Christmas eventually became the top song on the charts, and it remained there well through 1942. It's that kind of mix and melancholy that makes us nostalgic and think about Christmas's past, images of home, the treetops glistening. But remember when that song first came out, 1941. The very beginning of World War II, and it was through that era that White Christmas became so popular. And the Armed Forces Network was flooded with requests to hear that very song. Of course, Bing Crosby made his version famous by whistling during the second chorus. You're not going to hear that today, not from me. I can't do that. According to Crosby's nephew, Howard, he said, "I once asked Uncle Bing about the most difficult thing he ever had to do during his entertainment career. Crosby's answer was that in December in 1944, he was in a USO show with Bob Hope and the Andrews Sisters. They did an outdoor show in northern France. He said, I had to stand there and sing White Christmas with 100,000 GIs in tears without breaking down myself. Of course, a lot of those boys were killed in the Battle of the Bulge a few days later." Many, many years later, just almost as an aside, but the song does have another very strong military connection. On April 30th, 1975, April 30th, 1975, as a secret pre-arranged signal, it told the U.S. troops that they were evacuating Saigon. When they heard that song on the radio, they all knew that they were to evacuate. Well, as I said, the version most often heard today on the radio during the Christmas season is that 1942 version from Bing Crosby. But actually what you're hearing is a 1947 version of the exact same song, because remember, in those days with reel-to-reel tapes, they wore out the original tape to the point where they had to record it again. And they got the original singers and the original band all back together to record White Christmas again and they tried to make it exactly as close as they could to the original recording. And you can tell you're listening to the 1947 recording because it starts with flutes at the beginning. That was the only difference from the 1942 recording. So, why White Christmas? Well, I have to tell you, I got up this morning at 5 a.m. You see, Vivian doesn't care what time it is. When she wants to get up, she gets up. And when she wants to go out, we have two choices. We either take her out or clean things up later. So at 5 a.m., Vivian woke me up. I went downstairs to take her outside, and lo and behold, snow. We got our White Christmas. What a special gift that is. The movie White Christmas is about a Christmas miracle. A retired Army general owns a ski lodge, and there's been no snow. You probably know the story. Crosby plays a retired soldier who's now in show business. He travels to the lodge to do their annual Christmas show. He discovers that the lodge is owned by his retired Army boss, and with no snow, the lodge is on the brink of failure. Crosby contacts all of his old Army buddies who show up to support the general. And in this musical movie, he sings, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas." The snow falls, the lodge is saved, but more importantly, the spirit of Christmas lives through the gifts of the former soldiers who drop everything and come to support the retired general. Miracles do happen at Christmas. But is snow really a miracle? After all, it's just a weather event, a drop in temperature, moisture building up in the clouds and freezing as it falls through the cold air to the earth below. We could say that snow is not really a miracle. The miracle of Christmas lies rather in those things that serve to draw us to the nearer presence of God and the incarnation of Christ, He who is the real miracle of Christmas. The snow is just the trigger. It's just the thing that turns our hearts and minds back to the magic of the season. In our part of the world, it's a white Christmas. For others, it may be lights on a coconut tree or a manger set up in the hot sand. God uses so many things in this world to remind us of the fantastic gift of Christmas. I pray that as we enjoy our white Christmas, the spirit of Christmas will fill the hearts and souls of all people. May we look upon the Christmas tree in the snow. May we gaze upon the lights and the baby in the manger. May we hear the magic music of the season. May we remember loved ones and especially those who are in the near presence of Christ. And through it all, be blessed by the true meaning of Christmas, the gift of the Savior of the world, the Word made flesh come to save us, Jesus the Christ.